So we've moved from the excitement that was Neil Curtis and carcasses and other wonderful things to freshly squeezed lemonade, crushed ice, and indeed the fabulous fresh lemons. Interesting enough, just noises off there. It's Lincoln University. Well, yes, Siren does have a base at the University of Lincoln, and of course we represent that in the fullest of times. We're speaking now to Citron Pressé Extraordinaire. Apologies for the cod French accent, but your name, sir, is?
I'm Martin.
Martin, not French at all, presumably. Or are you?
My mother's French.
Excellent.
So
right.
There is a history.
The mere smell alone tingles the olfactory lobes so wonderfully here as we pass through the that I'm just thinking, this is just the perfect summer accompaniment, isn't it, Sue?
It is, particularly today when hopefully the sun will come out a bit later on. It's warm enough anyway. The smell is beautiful, really zesty and yum.
And from real lemonades, not actually sort of sprayed on artificially at all. So great stuff there. You're busily, obviously, as we speak, actually, chopping up lots of lemonades and lots of lemons, etc. How long have you been working with the company?
I've been doing this for 8 years. It's my company. We actually make the lemonades. It's citron pressé, so it's a freshly squeezed lemonade. So although I'm cutting some lemons here, it's only because we'll get busy later on.
And then we
squeeze the lemons. I make a stock syrup to sweeten it, and then we sweeten them to taste. And then we add it over crushed ice, add some water. But the important thing is to have it really fresh. So you really want to drink it within half an hour of making it, not make it up in a jug and keep it.
Clearly, okay. That makes perfect sense. Sue, you're obviously tweeting away from that point of view. Thoughts, questions for yourself?
So once you've made that, do you have to drink it straight away? How long can it be left for before
I think it's better within half an hour. So I actually make it, if you order one, I make it for you.
Ooh.
Are you going to put the order in there?
It's not made in a jug.
A little.
Sort of true. And we're clearly in the midst of the show season now, the Great Yorkshire Show coming up, other events and so on. Will you be attending them, or is it a case of, no, you stick with Lincolnshire?
No, not the Great Yorkshire. That's too big and too expensive.
Fair enough. I'm sure they'll be listening when we sort of cover the whole thing through. But the Lincolnshire Show, presumably you've been here for the last 8 years? Or thereabouts?
I've done, I think, probably about six.
Six.
Probably.
And how does this year compare?
We've had. We've often had one good day and one very wet day. But this time we've got two good days.
It's a win-win situation. Yeah. So, once again, Citron Press. I suspect you probably don't have a website because, as you said, it really needs to be consumed on site, really.
It does. It doesn't keep.
So literally, it's track you down on the show,
guys. It's nice. Otherwise, Coca-Cola would bottle it if they could.
Other fizzy drink brands are available.
Some things are just worth the effort of doing it as is. Yes.
It being made, if you like.
Should we do it? We'll see that coming through. Okay, right. In fact, can you commentate as we're doing? So just explain what you're doing.
Right, so I'm pressing, it's going to be a whole lemon for this. These are 100. How much sugar would you like, sir?
Just one.
Okay. And I'm going to put a spoonful of my stock syrup to sweeten it. And this one sweetener is about a third less than a Coca-Cola.
So it's a healthy option in any case.
Option.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have no sugar at all, or just half sugar. And a lot of young lads don't have any sugar. Do you like try that, sir?
Okay. Yeah, we'll have the totally random customer taste test here, and the thought is?
Very nice.
There we are. Success. There we are, and you see, and genuinely somebody who actually just wandered up there to actually taste. Fantastic, great stuff. Other shows that you're doing, can you just sort of give a flag up in terms of where you'll be heading off this year and when will you be back in Lincolnshire?
Colchester at the weekend, Royal Norfolk Show next week, and after that it's nearer Norfolk. Yeah.
Brilliant. On day one of the 2015 Lincolnshire Show, we were blessed to actually do a piece with Brocklesby's pies. They were so impressive that even though some of my team decided to actually go elsewhere today, Sue Roy said, we must go back, and we have returned, as promised, to speak to the lovely...
Joanna.
Joanna, good to see you as ever. Equally, that penguin pie, Sue, it's confused you, hasn't it?
Yeah, just slightly, on the basis that penguin is not native to Lincolnshire, so how come you ended up making a pie from a penguin?
One.
Not from a penguin. I think Twycrusty would get very upset if we started nicking penguins. It's a pie a penguin would like. Grimsby smoked haddock, Lincolnshire potatoes in a cheddar cheese and onion sauce.
Ah, oh well, that's fine. I was lamenting for all penguins everywhere, but that's fine.
Because where do you end? I mean, it'd be on to swans next, and we don't know what could be happening on the horse system. We didn't talk about the wild beaver pie yesterday, apart from comedy value alone. What from that sort of perspective, the wild? I mean, Joanna, do you come up with these ideas yourself?
I don't know. My boss does think he's funny, though, which is probably where the names come from. Our beaver pie is a beef steak and beaver ale from the Beaver Brewery at Old Dolby, and they're about a couple, 2-3 miles down the road from us. So we thought we'd name a pie after them, and it gets people talking.
As we just have proven is the case. So how has the show been for yourself? I mean, here we are, day two. Yesterday, I think it seemed to be just packed from that point of view. Have you had lots of people looking to join your pie club?
We've had a few join the pie club, and we've had a lot looking and buying our pies. We had a really nice, fun day yesterday, and the weather's just been absolutely glorious, so we're hoping for another really lovely day today.
And what are the advantages of actually joining the pie club, apart from receiving a free Brocklesby pie?
You'll get regular emails with updates about any new ranges that are coming out. We have competitions to win hampers, competitions to come pie making with us, hopefully in the future as well. And you'll just get loads of information about what markets we're on and link into our calendar. And we do sometimes 30 markets a week, so we're always nearby.
So, Joanna, when are you going to have a pie named after yourself? When is it we're going to actually sort of be able to say, well, we've got Claire's apple pie there. When are we going to get Joanna's pie there?
Oh, hopefully never. I don't think anyone would want my fillings in a pie. I'm not the best cook, but Claire's wonderful.
They do. I mean, you've got a vast array. Do you make your own pastry? Have you got a secret recipe pastry?
I'm not sure how secret our recipe for our pastry is, but it's all made with locally milled flour. And yeah, we make everything ourselves from fresh. And we've got our own butchery as well, so all our meat's butchered on site as well.
Love it. So the meat's local?
Yes, all locally sourced.
A reminder, of course, it's brocklesbees.co.uk for the Pie Club. Sensational. Do you get a chance to wander out yourself? Because, I mean, obviously you were alone on the store yesterday, you're alone on the store today, you can't really leave all this wonderful pie material that's around. Have you had a chance to sort of check out the rest of the show?
I had a little bit of a wander last night and bought a lovely flat cap, which cheered me up. But hopefully I'll get off the store for a few hours today when I've got a friend coming down who will mind it for me, so I might get a wander.
Always think it's important to have a flat cap, so...
What are you hoping to go and see?
I'd like to go over and see the horses, some of the showing classes, and mostly I just want to go clothes shopping. There's so many wonderful country stores out here today.
Now, clearly, as we sort of head through lips, we are talking not a sort of, you know, line for sort of the chafing lips and such like, but ladies in pigs, and in fact we're talking to the delightful...
Lizzie Hours.
The Lizzie Hours, of course. Yes. Let's be face it, Lizzie, we know that. And, of course...
Linda Hewitt.
The Linda Hewitt.
Fantastic. Hello.
Yes, exactly. We have a passion for quality pork. We support Red Tractor Farmers. We promote the enjoyment of pork, bacon, sausages, gammon and ham. We were fortunate enough to actually catch you guys at the old Newark and Nottinghamshire show, or Newark and Notts show, now, of course, the Nottinghamshire County show. All change. But you started off that. You're at the Lincolnshire show as well. We've seen you at the Great Yorkshire show. How's it going? Because it seems to be thriving.
Yes, it's going really well. And this year, particularly, BPEX, or ADHB Pigs, has started a pulled pork campaign. And I'm sure lots of people have heard of pulled pork. But it was on in... April, May time, and we went around all the supermarkets, well, the ones that participated, and just it's all about this shoulder of pork and how easy it is to do. Put it in a slow oven or a slow cooker, and at the end of the day or after so many hours when you've had a leisurely day, hey presto, you've got a fantastic meal. And so this is a leaflet here if you want to take one.
Lizzie, it's just amazing what you sort of bring to the whole thing from your own perspective. Yes. How did you get involved with Ladies and Pigs?
I've been working at a lot of the same events, and I've got the same beliefs as Lizzie and the rest of the team for...
It's a squad of glamour you've got here, of course. This is deliberate. I mean, I can't say a single token male at all. Obviously, they're not ladies and pigs, though.
That's just the way it works, you see. We just bring that. That's just the added extra.
But I'm going to transgendered individuals, because who knows where we could end up with.
We could be here all day. We'd need to sit down with a coffee for that one. This is all about bringing the information about how to cook the pork, because British pork, I think... the general public know now that it is a great product, and they see, know to look for the tractor, buy British pork, but it's how to work with those different joints. And Liz has just talked about the shoulder of pork. That is a brilliant cut, very, very economical. So long and slow, summer coming, it's the best thing to be doing. But we've got lots of other recipes that show you how versatile pork is. And I think that's the sad thing, is people always used to think it was a pork chop and not much else. So that's what we're all about today, is promoting that.
Are you finding that people's tastes are changing? I'm just looking at this pulled pork book, and you know, you've got the traditional things like the pulled pork with caramelised apple and sage, which is what we would normally maybe associate with pork. But you've also got a really quite out there one, a Moroccan pulled pork with fruity couscous.
You've just hit the nail on the head. It's all about buy British pork, British tractor, but then why not use all the knowledge and the beautiful ingredients that we have available? And it is, it's Chinese pork salad, Moroccan pork, which is, I have to say, my favourite. Cassoulet, France. So it's developing all those different flavours from the world, but how to cook economically and use up what we've got in the fridge. So it's, there's nothing too complicated about this. It's all about good, simple flavours.
So, because I guess you're finding as people coming up to you, are they curious about what they can do with it, or have they got maybe a set idea about what they think they can do with it? And you,
well, just drawn by the sense of a bacon sandwich or a pork sausage.
I think Lizzie can vouch for the fact that we see all sorts, don't we?
We do actually see all sorts. You know, some people come up, and most people want to see, are interested in the smells, I think, maybe attract them.
And it is an amazing waft, I can tell you. It's a fantastic waft coming down from over by the food hall. Lovely.
And they can't believe that also, you know, it's... we're giving it away, you know, what's wrong? Why are we giving all this away?
In fact, I recall, Lizzie, after our very first interview, you turned to one of your colleagues and said, well, I've seen all sorts now, but never mind, that's just my own personal routine.
But I would like to go back, though, to say how we accompany the pork. Don't forget the good old British spud, you know, because that's what it was all about this year at the Newark and Nuts show, with the, you know, it was the potato.
The Nottinghamshire County show.
Well, yes, I've got it. I knew I'd get it wrong somewhere.
I'm sure Adrian Johnston will forgive you, Lizzie, don't worry.
I'm sure he will. But anyway, no, it's just, and don't be frightened to try different things. If you haven't got everything on the list, don't run scared and think, I can't do it. Look in your cupboard, there might be something else you can add to it. You know, it's just versatility, that's the word.
It's persuading people to be adventurous.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think what we're trying to do is bridge the gap where all that knowledge of learning from your parents' apron strings has gone. So if anybody has any questions, we're more than happy to chat. And so, yes, how do you make one pork chop or one pork mince burger go and feed a family of four? Well, we did that at the last show. You can do it by slicing potatoes, savoury bread and butter puddings. Got lots and lots of ideas, and that's what it's all about. It's just taste it, know how good it is, and then we'll give you some advice if you need it.
I know, Lizzie, you've featured on a couple of phone links with us, etc., but I think it's high time, Sue, that these fine folk were invited into the studio. We did a little feature on them for a midweek drive, Media Matters or something.
I think that's absolutely essential, particularly if you're bringing food with you.
Oh, yes, we always bring food wherever we go, so that's good.
Sensational. And finally, the web address for Ladies in Pigs is?
ladiesinpigs.co.uk, and we've got a fantastic new site now, so there's all sorts going on there. So do look, and there's a recipe of the month, and you know, there's lots of information, the gallery, photo gallery, and yeah, we've been all over the country. So
you just reminded, it's time for us to do our photos and tweets now, so we'll do that, I think, forthwith. Ladies, an absolute genuine delight.
Thank you very much. Yes, and
cheerio,
and we'll see you soon.
Back in the press area here on the second day of the 131st Lincolnshire show. Toffee's with us. Yay, Toffee!
Hello.
That's Sue.
Hello.
And of course Minty Steed, for whom Toffee actually looks after, is with us as well. How are you, Minty?
Yes, well, I managed to make it. Very shaky and very precariously, because I'm still far from well, but I managed it, was determined to.
Exactly, that's true. Well, Sue, I'm going to hand over the interviewing reins to your good self, so you can ask Minty about Royal Ascot, about the Shetland Pony Grand National, which of course is here today, and so that's a heap of other things. Sue Royce, the microphone is yours.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, tell me about the Shetland Pony Grand National, because it sounds really interesting.
Well,
what
Shetland
told
Pony
me.
Grand National is now one of the most popular equine events. It was invented and brought about by someone, but other people have been using it ever since. and it, as I say, it's proved very successful. It is, the original one was doing a reproduction of a miniature Grand National, either Shatner's or the Pences, and that person's father actually invented the Pences, how they could be folded over and used, you see. But as I say, other people took it over later on. And it's very useful, and about 20 people have now become professional jockeys who have ridden in it with the original person who it belongs to.
So who's the hot favourite then? Who do you rate in the lineup?
I never rate.
This is, of course, one of the key judges of canine events in the region, so it's always important.
No, I never rate. If I was judging the horses here today or the ponies here today, I'd pretty well know my winner was within about the first 2 minutes as they come in the ring. But to rate which one will get the Shetland Grand National, well, I wouldn't rate that one.
So is it as exciting watching it as it is going to Royal Ascot and seeing them all race there?
Well, if you know a thing and you've seen it, you know it, so that's, I'll put it that way. But Royal Ascot was something very special.
What was your highlight?
Toppy being the only canine ever allowed to be at Royal Ascot.
Oh, that's smashing!
And one highlight was just when I arrived early, and they allowed to wander anywhere, and we went through the royal enclosure, which Toppy thought was wonderful, and right underneath the royal box there's a whole flower stand, and Toppy decided he went over to the far part of it, discreetly left his calling card, covered it up and came back out with a look of great satisfaction on his face. Yes, I know. And he's also been filmed and photographed for a German film company. They spotted us as we went over the top part, and they were so delighted with Toppy. They spent 20 minutes filming him, and Toppy absolutely shamelessly showed off in every way possible. He laid on his back, he waggled his paws in the air, he serpentined his back along like that, waggled his paws in the air, he stood up, he shook, he lay down, he sat up, he begged, he did the whole thing, jumped in my chair, licked my face, looked straight at the cameraman, did everything. Utterly shameless he is with media.
Well, this is the first time I've seen Toffee, and I must say, I know I can see why you call him Toffee, because he's got a beautiful Toffee colour, and he's very well behaved, but he's a very special dog, isn't he, Minty? Because he's got disability,
age
terrier on it. So that's what's one of those then?
Well, he's the only terrier doing an actual genuine terrier. There's lots of them breeds, but he is actually born and bred a genuine working hunt terrier, i.e. that he's bred, you know, to kill rats as many as he could every 10 or 20 seconds. He was bred to terrier race, and if he'd remained as a puppy with the people who bred him, who was the gamekeeper, would have then been used if they have to send him under earth to bolt out, you know, a fox if need be, you see. So that is what he is, but He has looked after me ever since Toppy and I found each other. He's looked after me, and he's never moved from doing it. He does absolutely everything for me, and I couldn't really manage without him. When I'm ill and I can't get up, he goes behind me and pushes me up. When I pull myself on the ground, he goes to my side and supports me. When I can't feel I can go any further, he will come round to the front of me and walk backwards to encourage me that I can keep on going when I think I'm never going to get round this corner or whatever. And he's absolutely marvellous. I couldn't manage without him. Absolutely couldn't.
So is the disability aid terrier, is he Toppy the only one?
It would be disability aid dog, you see. But I said, well, it needs to be terrier on his jacket.
It does.
Because he's a terrier. You know, and if you really know dogs, a terrier and a dog is really a rather different thing. You know, they're much more feistier.
They have their own personalities, don't they?
Oh, they do. Oh, yeah. And the best he's done when we had an invasion of rats, he killed 20 rats in 30 minutes.
Goodness me, so you're a ratter then, Toffee?
Oh, yeah, he's a real ratter.
Goodness me.
Yes, you see, so he deserves terrier on it, not dog.
So how many of these disability aid dogs are there around the country, do you know?
Quite a few, and they're also organising them for people who've been in the army, and they've gone into shock and they've got, you know, all the usual things that you get afterwards with it, and they do now assistance dogs as well. It gives the person the confidence to go out and go places, and especially when they've got it repeating like a video in their head all the time of whatever blew them up or whatever happened to them in the army, then they give them assistance dogs, and they give them like a sort of mental support, you know, to make them feel okay.
Well, Minty, I hope you have a wonderful day at the Lincolnshire Show. There's plenty to go and see and plenty to go and do. Yeah, and Toffee will absolutely adore it because there's smells everywhere.
I know, there's everywhere. And I didn't actually think, as I say, I would make it. But coming back up, I was going to go to Market Racing for the racing. Then I thought, I'll stop up at Lincoln. But I was on a train that was delayed 3 hours. Otherwise, I'd have been there before you were leaving, Alex, you know. So I ended up staying with someone I knew, because I'd had a look at a property, and that was the only place I could think of because it was too late for a B&B. The next morning, I'm being rushed off by emergency ambulances, desperately ill.
So you've had quite an adventure already then, Minty. Well, I hope you have a great day, and thanks very much for speaking to us.
Thank you.